Listener Production.
And welcome to another silly and jovial episode of the Auntie Donna podcast, starring Mark Broden and Zach. This week, though, we have a very fun visitor, a guy called Check-In Charlie, who people have been wanting to see for yonks. This episode and more. The visuals are available on the Auntie Donna Club, powered by Patreon. Go there for some mad sick adventures. In the meantime, have fun and let's see what Charlie has to say.
10 ways to have lots of fun, cause you're gonna get nine reasons for the best type of podcast in the world. Don't hate our stuff, I'll tell you why. There's 7 days in the week and that 6 are lame, cause they don't feature this wonderful podcast. About 5 years it's been happening. 4 different people when Tom was involved. Now it's 3 and sometimes a funny guest. They're having too much fun on the only podcast, the number one, the Auntie Donna podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast, brought to you by the Nissan Pulsar, driving you better on the road.
And on the topic of the road.
That wasn't real. That wasn't real.
On the topic of the road, we are...
Tours.
We are going to... Finally, we've been promising this for a few weeks now. We are finally going to do...
Mark's sick.
Mark's sick, by the way.
No, I'm not.
Okay, Mark
I'm
is
Mark's
here.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I'm right here.
Oh, sorry.
Why do you keep saying I'm sick?
I have blinkers on.
What?
Blinkers.
Like a car.
Yeah, so like a horse. When like they put horse, blinkers yeah. on races, horse racing horses, they'll so you can't see the other horses... I have blinkers on and I was just, I'm doing a podcast. I walked in, saw Zach. I said, it's a podcast with Zach. I won't ask where Mark is. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm sick.
Are you sick?
I mean.
Do you want to be here, Mark? Do you want to be here for this podcast or would you like to take this opportunity to step out of the room?
I would like... to
yes.
be here.
Okay, great. Well, then welcome. For You're
tours,
welcome.
Tours from the road.
For tour.
Oh, for story, tours.
Stories from the road.
Stories from the tour.
From the
that
road.
Happened on the road.
So tours from the road is a podcast we've been promising for a few weeks here. People want to know what it's like.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Uh-oh. Sorry, folks.
Sorry.
We've Mark, Zach, Broden here, and we've just been interrupted by a friend of ours, Charlie.
Eh?
Hi, Charlie.
How's it going, boys?
Just how we're good,
I'm
mate.
I'm just doing... checking in on the pods.
It's Mark. It's Check-In Charlie.
Check-In Charlie.
Yeah.
Now, I, as I've said on the record, when I record podcasts, I go into a fugue state. I don't remember any of them.
Yeah.
Check-In Charlie, you've been a guest in the past, but help me remember who you are, what you do,
mate,
what your point is.
Mate, I've got a guitar.
Okay, and you're checking in? You just check in on us?
I'm just coming in, checking in on my boys, see how the potty's doing. Haven't checked in a couple years.
Well, thank you for checking in. The top line is all good.
Yeah, we're well. Yeah,
all
top
good.
Line is all good.
Since you last came in, made a Netflix show for ABC, for your tours. COVID hit.
Is that how long it's been since Check-In Charlie checked in?
Yeah, boy's been busy. That's a couple busy boys, shows, tours,
so
roads,
you just check in. That's
stories.
Your, that's your remit, you check in.
I come in, I check in, I sing a couple songs.
Hit it.
Nah, I don't feel like doing one.
Fair enough.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I'll let you know when I'm doing one. I'm just checking in.
Was that a song?
Nah.
Oh, here it is. Wow, Check-In Charlie on the guitar.
Yeah, a couple of licks.
Oh.
Oh, baby.
Got a little bit of...
Yeah, checking in on these nylon strings.
Getting a little bit of Last of Us Part 2 vibes from Check-In Charlie.
Great. Checking in on that. How are you boys doing on that game?
You finished it?
Yes. Yeah. What'd you think of the story?
Good. Very powerful.
Fucking Cuckman. I didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't... I've not played that game. I'm not a big gamer. Do you need to check in on me playing that?
Oh, yeah, just after this lick.
So if you're listening, you don't have the visual, check in Charlie's playing this guitar.
Now, where are you up to in The Last of Us? Checking in on that.
No, I'm just saying I don't play that game.
Don't bother with the second one, mate.
All right.
Actually, it's really good. It's really good.
Oh, God. Says this fucking SJW.
No, it's not about that. It's a great extension of the story. I think it's a good piece of storytelling.
I call him Neil Cuckman. On a can, I called him fucking my wife. And then I watched. I was just checking in.
What's his original name?
Druckman.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Good. Yeah, that's very effective. But I don't think he's a cuck. I think the story needed to go in that direction.
Does he ever drive a truck? Because then you could call him Neil Druckmann.
I don't know what kind of car one of the creative directors at Naughty Dog drives, mate. I'm just checking in on this pod.
Oh.
Doing a couple of licks on the old acoustic here.
Oh, no. Well,
not a lot of melody on this one.
Well, you can...
Can you try singing to this?
I can try, yeah. I can check in. I don't try, I check in.
You've stopped playing. Oh, there you
go. I can check in on it.
Well, no, just sing.
Last of Us meets Ben Harper over here.
Oh.
Yeah, this is good checking.
Home.
Yeah, nice.
Home.
No, you're meditating, are you?
No. Home is where.
Oh, home.
Wow.
The door is.
Wow.
Go in there. Check it in.
Wow. Check in, Charlie. This is beautiful.
Check what's in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
Three half-empty Kewpies.
You eating Kewpie mayo?
Hard to get it out from the bottom. Never want to admit that it's empty when it is, because it still looks like there's lots in there.
This is the blues. It's truth. It's sadness.
Mm. Chicken Charlie, I didn't know you carried so much sadness in your heart.
Yeah, of course I do. Oh, because I checked in. I don't just check in on you boys.
Yeah.
Why do you think I've been away?
Are you singing still?
To be honest with you.
No, I'm just licking it up while I'm talking to you. Storytelling, you know. I go in and out of it. Checking in on the garage.
Are you checking on the garage too?
Yeah.
What? Checking on the garage.
Checking in what's in there, see if anyone's robbed it.
Oh, yeah.
And they haven't. Don't need that new door.
Tell us
maybe.
What else you check in on.
You know,
in song.
My. Check in on the state of lizards.
How do you do that?
Go to the reptile sanctuary. Well, that's the Melbourne Zoo.
Yeah, no.
You know, originally I wanted to play something with a bit more of a. Yeah, you know,
but that's
but straight. You know,
you're playing, you're the guitarist.
Yes, from Blink 182.
Yeah, you're Mark.
No, Tom. Checking Charlie, you're Tom.
I've checked in so much on Tom DeLonge because he loves checking in on them UFOs and aliens shit.
So while he's checking in on the UFOs, you're checking in on him.
I'm filling in for Blink 182, but, and Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah, that's his other side project. Now, I hear that when Mark got cancer, you were quite active in, hey, we're going to get through this, you know.
I was checking in on his colon every day, boys.
Good boy.
Getting now, up there, getting a camera up
What else
there.
You been checking in on?
Well, as I was saying, lizards.
Well, no, you said you check in on the state of lizards.
Yes.
Can you explain to me the difference of checking in on lizards versus checking in on the state of lizards?
Check in on...
In song.
Check in on lizards. That's just one lizard.
Yeah.
Checking in on the state of lizards is gathering information from many lizards.
I like this.
And asking them... What is... And then, you know, it's kind of like a... That's more like a census.
Beautiful.
What else are you checking in on?
You know, I'm checking in on... checking in on, you know, inflation.
Ooh, good lick.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's happening. It's happening.
What is inflation?
When you have a balloon and some spare breath, you can put that in a balloon.
And you can sing. You can sing with a bit of drive.
What?
Just double time it.
You want me to double time? I don't even know if this has a beat.
So you go.
All right.
Show him, Zach. Sing about balloon.
Yeah, you sing about what have you been checking in on? Everyone's checking in on something.
So,
I'm checking in on the balloon.
Yeah, but you do have to do the pause.
Yeah, you have to do the pause. Yeah, I've been playing these licks for years.
Get a bit in there. So.
Checking in every day.
You checking in on Lindsay? Yeah, how are you going, Lindsay, out there? Can you check in on our producer, Lindsay?
Lindsay!
Yes, Charlie.
How are you going, Lindsay?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's great. I'm just checking in. That's all right. You know, I love the guitar. You know I do. But sometimes you just want to play, a song that's, got a little bit more gusto, a little more pep, a little more peppies. And I would love to do that, but obviously it's not my.
And then also, Lindsay, how long is check-in have to be here for? Still, how much time is left?
You want me to go?
No, I'm just asking.
No,
you've been going for 10 minutes. I can put another song on if you like.
I just think I like the vibe of this song.
I do.
If you want to change it, I understand.
I'm just happy we've checked in. And now that we've checked in, I feel like...
The look
Lindsay.
Your eyes.
Because it's just, if you wanted pep in that song, you probably should have said it in the pre-production meeting.
You know, I just said a selection of acoustic tracks.
And there are other options, we've been told. But yeah, I like what you're doing
this
here.
This was my selection for Stories from the Road. It's called Tumbleweed.
Ah, Tumbleweed. Well, thanks for checking in.
I could put a different track on if you like.
Lindsay, all I was doing was checking in. If you make a decision from here based on the check-in, that's up to you.
Because you're playing,
I haven't put anything on you.
You're playing check-in, Charlie. So
how's it going, boy?
Why don't you play me a new song?
You want to hear a new song?
Me, personally, I like this. I'd love to hear more things that you've checked in
I want to hear a new song, check-in.
Why don't we come back to this one? We'll circle back around.
Yeah, when we get bored with the new one, we'll come back to this one.
Okay. Absolutely. And 5, 6, 7, 8. Hot dogs for breakfast.
Go back to
the old one. That's a song I wrote for tradies.
No,
I was checking in on
our song, Charlie.
The other day I was checking in on my mate Inspector Detector. Now he Inspector Detector. He inspects detectors. And he was singing. And he was at 6 a.m.
Can you sing it?
What?
Hot dogs for breakfast?
Oh, I'd love to.
But I worry that I don't want you taking credit for it because that's our song, Checking Charlie.
No, well, I was checking in from the bushes.
And if you ever try to steal our song, Checking Charlie, this is the vibe you're going to go with this music.
Yeah.
If you ever try to steal our song again, I'll kill you.
All right. Well, Jesus.
I'll take when Lindsay said 10 minutes and Mark's eyes. With me for the rest of my life.
Well, can I tell you boys a secret? Can I get you to check in on me?
Yeah.
Is that what you'd like?
Yeah.
Has that ever been done before?
No, it hasn't.
Is this like checks in on the checker in?
Is that like
exactly
the Oppenheimer moment when it's like for the first time that this happens, do we know it's not going to start a chain reaction that
ends
the world?
Well, I've done the maths.
Yeah.
And we're okay.
Oh, great.
But... good that we've set that up because it might come back at the end of the episode.
You gave
like
me
Oppenheimer.
You gave me a wink.
Because what I'm going to do is at the end, I'm going to go, when we checked in on check-in... Oh, no, I don't want to give away the end of Oppenheimer. Too soon. Broden, do you want to check in on check-in, Charlie?
Sure. Here I go. Charlie.
Yeah.
Just checking in.
Yeah,
are you checking Chuck or checking Charlie?
Checking Charlie. You're thinking of Chin Up Chuck, which was a... character from an ill-fated show.
It was a bad sketch that we did in Edinburgh. Did you check in on us there?
I didn't, but I should have.
You should have said...
I should have checked in and gone, hey, boys, the show's already 65 minutes long. On a good night.
That sketch that isn't getting any laughs and none of you really like doing, I reckon it's putting a bit of a dip in the show.
Jay and Charlie, do you give advice as well as check-in?
Well, I check in, and then based on the check-in, I then check in with myself about whether the check-in should end or the advice should start. But here's why I wanted you to check in with me.
Well, let's do that.
Please.
Broden, you want to check in with Check-in Charlie?
Hey, Charlie.
Start with, how's it going, boys?
All right. How's it going, boys?
Pretty good.
Just checking in?
Yep.
How you going?
Good.
All right, see you later.
No, go a little deeper, mate.
Oh, what else? Are you sure?
I'm going to be honest with you, boys.
Oh.
I've never existed for this long.
Wow.
Wow.
Usually I
check in.
Check in.
Get out. Last time I did that, years.
Yeah, 2019, 18.
No one listening remembers that.
Years ago.
You're a pre-existing character.
Yeah. I checked in on Mark before this. Said, Mark, how are you feeling about check-in Charlie?
How does that work, check-in Charlie?
It's I've got to do it in private.
Is it all in Mark's mind, or do you play out both parts?
No, we play it out.
Norman Bates kind of vibes with his mother.
Yeah, but usually done in public bathrooms.
Gollum's a good one.
Do you turn your head like Gollum?
I don't know.
How would it look? When Mark and check-in Charlie are talking.
I think it's the same as Gollum, but there's no turning. It's more of like a slight head tilt.
So more like Psycho.
A bit more like Psycho.
Go, show me.
Hello, come in. How's it going, Mark?
I think that's more Gollum than Norman Bates.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm good. No, but Gollum does the whole.
So, Mark, check-in Charlie right now, for those listening, is turning his head like Gollum.
Yeah.
Which is a circular...
Should have checked in on him.
I just realised that's Gollum. A circular... what just happened there is, so you would demonstrate, for those who didn't know, you demonstrated what Gollum does visually.
Yeah.
And then I, for those who didn't know visually, described it as he did what Gollum does.
Yeah.
So that helps no one, that little circular thing.
Can I talk to you about some guys I should have checked in on that I regret?
Yeah, reel them off for me.
Gollum is
in
one.
In song.
Well.
And you can like go, da 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 da, like you can...
Well, you do it.
You know, like checking in on these people and then this person too. You know, like...
Oh, yeah, right. Glad I checked in.
Yeah.
I wish I'd checked in on Gollum. Schmeagle, as he's known to the hobbits. Well, He was a hobbit.
No, he was a species very similar to a hobbit.
Wasn't he a hobbit and then he was acted a hobbit greedily?
He was very much like a hobbit.
What was different?
I think he was just different.
He had long feet and long toes?
Like Neanderthal to Homo sapien kind of.
So
difference.
Hang on, he wasn't a hobbit at all ever?
I think he was like a hobbit.
It's called The Hobbit.
No, but that's about The Hobbit. Now, I'm saying this with the confidence that in my core I don't have.
There's that origin story in which one?
He's very similar to a hobbit. But doesn't Gandalf say he was much like you? But he doesn't say he was a hobbit.
Add another one to the list, J.R.R. Tolkien. Should have checked in on him about the clarity around whether Schmeagle was a hobbit or not.
Who would know? Who would know that?
Anyone who's read the books, anyone who's watched the films more closely.
Lindsay,
than I have
you read any of that shit?
No, I haven't read any of it.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to Google it, would you, Lindsay? I don't have access to the Wi-Fi. Is that all right?
Check in on page.
Is Gollum a hobbit?
Was Schmeagle...
Schmeagle a hobbit?
Oh, Schmeagle.
Is Schmeagle a hobbit?
Fuck. I'm happy to own it if I was wrong.
Yeah, I checked in on him. You know what I would have said?
What?
Put the ring away.
Put the ring away. Because he killed his hobbit friend.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Anything else?
Hitler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should have checked in on him.
Absolutely. At art school.
Yeah, at art school.
Should have checked in on him going, mate, it's not worth it.
Okay, we don't need to talk about him.
You're lining up. Years of strife.
Yeah.
Yep, that's good. I get it.
Who else?
That's most of them.
It's not a huge list check-in.
No, it's not. Well, you
know, checking in a lot.
I've checked in with a lot of people, I've got to be honest.
Are you like Santa? Is that what we're building here? Is that
in a way, I don't give gifts.
Well, the gift of checking in.
Yeah, but I do slay.
Hey, here's my question to you, check-in, Charlie.
Yeah.
This is the longest you've existed for.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Right? But you also imply that with J.R. Tolkien and Hitler, that you've been around since at least the 30s,
20s? Oh, yeah.
15s, yeah. Tolkien,
when you pop into existence, are you aware of the time that's passed, or does your existence only go as long as...
I come to fruition when I'm needed.
Yeah, but when you come back, do you feel like you're 100 years old, or do you just feel like you're...
No, yeah, right. So I only exist for the times, so I pop up any time. But I'm only as old as all of that accumulated time.
Yeah, great.
A bit like Severance, you know, on Apple Plus.
And oh, so I haven't seen that. I should check in on that. Yeah, I'll check in on Apple Plus.
Best season finale, top 10 season finales of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Check in
incredible
on that.
Incredible final episode.
Yeah, check in. Always forget to check out of hotels.
So you're do you?
You don't have to, I don't think.
No, it hasn't been a problem.
They take your card.
Check in, though.
The only thing that'll happen, I think, is when you would leave a hotel and just piss off.
Yeah.
They'll ring your room to see if you answer, and if not, they'll go.
Yeah.
Turn it over.
Yeah, but you don't have to check out. They'll just check your card.
You got another song?
Yeah. I got one.
Okay.
I got one more.
Are you ready to play it?
No. Or am I?
Here we go.
Let's check in on that. Lindsay?
Oh.
Oh.
This is perfect. We should have gone with this from the start.
Yeah. So,
Wow.
He doesn't like it. He's shaking his head.
No, I'm just...
Oh, sorry.
The start of the song.
What's your range checking, Charlie? How high can you go?
I can go pretty high, about 7 feet up, if I got the right kind of springboard.
I'm singing.
Well... This is a good show. This is a good song that actually reveals my range.
Here we go.
When I'm checking in.
There it is.
On. When I'm.
Oh.
Checking in.
It's a bass.
When I'm checking in.
That's low.
Wow.
To hotels.
What's your belt like? How do you belt?
Oh, it's like done your falsetto. Four notches.
No. You've done your falsetto. How do you belt?
What's
your range like with your belt?
Yeah. Well, it depends what they've done wrong.
Just prepare the mic.
If they've, you know, if it's just like a small thing, I don't belt them too hard. But if they get out of hand.
He's talking about his kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right, yeah, the song. I forgot. I need to check in on myself there. You know, that's not... We don't do that enough.
No, we don't.
Checking in on ourselves.
Do we know
you
about...
You want to hear my belt?
Yeah, here we go.
Well, unfortunately, that's the song.
Wow, that was a beautiful song, Checking Charlie.
Or is it?
Oh, wow.
I like to... In my music, I like to do a mix of just talking to my friends and then... doing things they asked me to do.
And you've got a show coming up in Warrandyte.
I do, at the Eureka Pub House.
Oh, that'll be nice. Sunday afternoon or?
Yeah.
How much?
It's $14.
Wow.
He belted the price.
Yeah.
Sure you're not Rhonda Birchmore?
Legs 11, that's what we call her.
Who's we?
Me and the other check-ins.
So there's a, you're, oh wow.
Yeah. There's a whole check-in universe of characters.
Who are they? Named?
Check-in Charlie. Check-in Chuck. Check-in Charles. Check-in Carmelo. Check-in Koala. Check-in Wallaby.
Okay.
Check-in Marsupial.
Do you check in on... Wait, hang on. Do you check in on all of these?
Is there a check-in Chaz?
No, we don't check in on each other. And yes, there is. Check-in Chaz... He got fired for checking in too much.
Yeah.
Tried to check in on, what's that guy's name? What's that fella's name? You know the one?
No.
You know, he did the, he was at that thing.
No.
You know what he did?
Oh, yeah, I think I know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I'm not familiar.
He was that guy, the glasses.
Yeah.
Dahmer.
Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer.
He checked in on Jeffrey Dahmer.
Tried to. Fell in love.
Oh. Fell in love with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Went up to his room.
No more, is he? Checking?
No, he got fired because of this.
He got fired because of that.
That's a good song.
Check in, Charlie.
It's still going.
Check in, Charlie.
That's me.
Tell us more about the check in universe.
Why?
Well, I often find when we talk about universes, we reduce them down to their one thing. But what else happens in the check in universe other than checking in?
Well, we are, you know, there's a, this, it's sort of like, have you seen Loki?
No.
Well, that doesn't help. You should check in on that.
Nah.
Did we ever find out, Lindsay, the Gollum thing?
Yes, I did Google it, and apparently Gollum was a store hobbit of the river folk who lived near the Gladden Fields.
So he was a hobbit.
Specifically a store one.
A store hobbit.
Yes.
Do you look up what Frodo was?
Yeah, I was happy to kind of lose that one, but if we're going to keep digging.
No, because I want to know. I want to lose.
So I think what it is he's a different type of hobbit.
A store-bought hobbit. What as is opposed it? To a homemade hobbit? Is that a difference?
Store was S-T-O-O-R as opposed to S-T-O-R-E.
Store.
So he's a hobbit of the river. He's a river folk hobbit.
Yeah.
And there was rivers in Hobbiton.
Both Bilbo Baggins and Frodo Baggins were part Fallahide due to their Took and Brandy Buck mothers, respectively.
Oh, they're Took Brandy. They're Took mothers. Well, if I'd known he had a Took mother, should have checked in on that. And that's why.
That's a good song.
There, thank you.
Oh, no.
What was your.
Still going.
I'm checking in on you boys.
Wow, checking Charlie, checking in on us.
Yeah, how's it going, boys?
Good
hey,
thing.
Checking Charlie.
Honestly, this, for a character that, you know, has existed in, you know, what, a minute at most in the past.
Mark's here.
I've had a great time.
Yeah, you've done a wonderful job.
I've had a great time being here, checking in on all things Auntie Donna. What's this podcast about?
Improv.
Oh, no, this particular episode, we were hoping to get to
Tours from the road.
Stories and
Roads from the Tour.
I think there's story a couple of boys. Now what I'm noticing is there are a couple of boys who need to check in on each other about the name of this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Right?
That's fair.
I leave that to, like, other people.
Because when you love each other.
What do you think,
when
Mark?
You fucking, let me finish.
I was just checking in with Mark.
Mark,
who's here?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm here this whole time. It's been great. I'm having a good time.
You're not
have you, Mark? Yes, I have been. How's it going, boys? Yeah, you say that all the time. How's it going? Yeah, good. What have you been up to? I've just been here listening this whole time, checking, Charlie. Oh, I have you now. Yeah, I have. Well, I was about to share some advice with the boys.
Keep going, boys. Keep talking.
Because it seems to me, there's a couple of boys who need to check in with each other.
I think it's fair because we've been trying
can
to
you
do.
You fucking.
I'm trying
I'm
to.
I'm in the middle of like an emotional speech here.
Okay, because right. When I interrupted, that was fair. I had interrupted, but I just wanted to bring to attention that Mark was still here.
Can you go back to your old blues song?
But just then, you left a big pause for Broden to talk.
I did, but that's because I was pausing for dramatic effect in the middle of my story.
Can't do that with the Broden. Broden's got to find out more.
Maybe
dig in Broden.
What the bloody hell's going on here and such?
Sounds to me like there's a couple of boys need to check in with each other.
I know, man.
Yeah. Do you, though?
Can I do that now?
I'd love you to.
Because we've been calling this Tours from the Road. Oh, he's checking in again.
Hey, checking, Charlie.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were done.
No, I was clearly at the start of a whole thing of that you...
Hey, check-in Charlie's great at checking in, not checking in on time.
Well, maybe you could work on that, check-in Charlie.
Maybe I need to check in on myself.
Yeah, we got that, yeah.
How's it going, check-in Charlie?
Well,
I'd like to check in with you.
Well.
I think we did that.
Yeah, but now it's my time. Checking Charlie, you've been talking so much about checking in.
Yes, I have.
But you've not addressed your own issue, which is that you can't check in on
time. Yeah, how's
it
going, boys?
See, exactly that.
If you don't check in on time for a flight, you miss the flight.
Really?
Maybe if you, maybe you've missed
your... Tell that to my Virgin Australia flight the other night. I checked in on time. 8:30 flight. Get there, 1 hour delay. Fine. Fine. I'm not going to get too upset. I've checked in. I'm checking, Charlie.
Yeah, you're very rarely that you wouldn't check in.
9:27, flight gets cancelled. They didn't check in with me. Well, they didn't. Well.
Do you know what's crazy?
What?
Mark had the exact same thing happen to him on Friday.
Did he?
Did you want to talk about it, Mark?
This is me, Mark.
Yeah.
I've been here this whole time.
You wouldn't need... We wouldn't be needing to do all this if you'd just been sick. But here we are. Carry on.
Oh, Mark,
sorry,
you okay?
I'm not feeling great.
Do you want to step out?
Yeah, man? I might step out.
Mark's gone home, everyone. He's sick.
I should have checked in on him before we started the podcast.
We did.
Yeah, how's it going, boys?
I check in, Charlie. So what happened with your flight?
What happened with my flight?
Yeah.
Well, are you checking in on me now?
You know, yes.
But you got to do it that way, he said.
The checking in man is being checked in on by the people he's checking in with.
Hey, you just said that this is the longest you've been awake for.
Yeah, I'm fucking exhausted. But this has been like a lifetime for me.
But you just then described a story where you were trying to, where you checked in over an hour before your flight got cancelled.
Yeah.
So that indicates to me that you were awake for at least an hour.
No, well, we were supposed to record this podcast last week, but Lindsay was sick.
Yeah.
And so when the idea for Check-In Charlie came up, which was a week ago...
You've existed since then.
I have. And so I thought, well, go out, check out the Opera House, check out that... yeah, there's a great Palace Cinema just near there. Went there, watched a movie.
What'd you see?
I saw Avengers Endgame.
A 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah.
So, wait, maybe you explained it and I blacked out for a second. This is the longest you've...
Had you seen other Marvels?
No. Very confusing.
How'd you find it?
It was long. It was very long.
Like, yeah.
Got up, had to take a piss halfway through. Checked in on my bladder.
Did he explain how long he's been awake? How he saw a 2.5 hour movie? This is the longest he's been awake?
Son, I think you need to check in on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, boys, it's been great.
Are you off checking, Charlie?
Well, you know, it's been half an hour. And I'd like to go.
Half an hour. We sometimes go up to 45 checking, Charlie.
I know. And there's, I've checked in on your audience. I did a poll.
Oh, did you? Hope you don't run into it.
The fuck does that mean?
You...
P-O-L-L, not P-O-L-E.
Why don't you check in on the audience? We'll leave and you just check in on them. And when you're done, that'll be the end of the episode.
Yeah. How are you going?
Wow. Maybe for those watching, you can eyeball the camera.
How are you going? It's Check-In Charlie.
Could you do it to all the cameras?
I can't. No.
But each do it. Say something to all the cameras.
Are you going to let me check in? It's the only thing I do.
It's true.
It's the only thing.
I'm sorry. You should just do this.
I'm trying to check out.
He also goes to movies and gets plane flights, apparently.
Well, when I've been asked to exist...
But did he explain how he was around for that long?
You said...
Well, yeah, we brought him into existence again last week, and since Lindsay was sick, he's existed for an extra week.
Oh, I was very confused.
We can let him die soon, and then we will just bring him back once when...
In another 5 years.
Whenever we feel necessary.
I had a chili choc top.
Are you happy to die?
Die. Well, I don't die. I just sort of go into the check-in ether.
But what is death then, I guess?
It's kind of
death,
like,
if not, but, you know, failing to exist?
Well.
To die, to sleep no more.
Yes, but you don't, which I saw, by the way, in New York. Wonderful show.
Hamlet?
No, Macbeth. Sleep No More.
Ah. Macbeth. No, it's Hamlet.
No, I saw Macbeth the other week.
Oh, you saw Macbeth?
And he says sleep no more in it.
He says in
that's
that
why
as well.
It's based on Macbeth Sleep No More in New York is based no on...
But it's in Hamlet as well. It's in To Be or Not To Be, that is the question.
Lindsay, can we check in on Shakespeare?
Whether it is in the eyes to suffer the sleep of Shakespeare.
Maybe it's in Hamlet as well, but he goes, you know, is it like Macduff does sleep no more he, after he killed the guy?
He may say it
maybe
again.
Maybe not Macduff.
But it's in To Be or Not To Be.
Is it?
Yeah, it's because he's talking about to kill himself, to suicide. And
is this important?
Well, we're talking, dear boy, about Shakespeare now. And you are quoting.
I'm trying to check out. Which you know I'm not good at. I don't do it at hotels.
Yeah, no, you don't need to.
Well, yeah, I've discovered that. But I usually go into the ether after that, so I don't know. Maybe I'm getting in trouble.
What's this?
What?
So you go into the ether?
Yes.
When are you in the check-in universe?
Checkiverse.
I just... I know that you're struggling because this is the longest you've been around as a character, but yeah. There's some glaring inconsistencies here.
Well, you know, it's what you watch Endgame, you want to see inconsistencies.
This is more, very good. But I'm thinking this is more X-Men in terms of how all over the place this is.
Right. The original trilogy or
all
the,
of them?
The, let's cut the music because I'm starting to think this character.
I'm fatiguing. I am fatiguing.
I just got a couple of questions.
I don't have anything funny things. I don't have anything funny to say. I would just want to go home. I've checked in. It's the most I've checked in on anyone in my life. I've been around for like 2 weeks now, tried to get to Sydney, canceled my flight, had to go back home.
You didn't go to Sydney?
I had to fly in the morning. They changed my flight to 7 in the morning.
Oh, so you have a home in Melbourne.
Yes.
Now, Check and Charlie, I don't have a lot of questions for you, mate. All I want to know is how you have a home, considering you've only ever come into existence for spaces of minutes before. I also want to know, please let me finish. I also want to know... when you are in the check-in universe,
yes.
If when you leave our universe, you go to the check-in ether. And lastly, what is the check-in ether exactly? You say you cease to exist, but then you also exist in a sort of spatial construct. What is an ether, really?
Well, so first question.
There's four questions.
First question. You're checking in on me. That's very interesting.
No, I'm just asking some questions, mate.
I am... Yeah, I have a place, you know, it's through Nelson Alexander. you know, I checked in with them.
You get a detector inspector?
Yeah, they fucking come in every week at the moment. What's that?
Same thing
three at my house the other day.
How are you paying for... Sorry, that's not the question I asked.
That's one down.
I just have a place, you know, for when I am in existence. I got to go, you know, somewhere I got to go, and, you know.
Can I ask him how he's paying for it?
No, you got four.
You get four questions, all right?
When you get your four, can you ask him
It's direct debit, mate.
You bet. How do you make the money?
From a direct debit account that I've set up. my dad was Mr. Check-In.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie.
Okay, you come from money. All right, that's all I need to know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I need to know.
You in the
all
Strokes?
Right. What?
Were you in the Strokes?
I mean, yeah, you know, like I was around them at the time.
Yeah, you probably went to school with the Strokes.
I went to school with them.
Oh, he's like proper money, like New York money.
Yeah. I helped Julian write his first couple of ditties.
How'd you do
And that? So based off that, based off my contribution.
Are you a check-in person because... When you were growing up, there was less roadblocks for you to be able to facilitate being able to focus on something as obscure as checking in on people as your life?
Absolutely, yeah. I had that support.
You never had to worry.
I could check in and fail.
Yeah, and it didn't matter.
But that's not to say that I'm not
talented.
Very good at checking in.
No, but there are probably great check-inners.
Yes.
Who we'll never know about because
yes.
Yeah, because they had roadblocks in
they
front
didn't
of
have that.
I mean, I wanted to be a check-in.
Yeah, but you couldn't. You had to look after your
Well, I mean, I could have. I did all right. My parents were okay, you know. I would describe myself, I don't know, I would describe myself as middle class.
Yeah.
But that's such a broad.
But then imagine maybe there was a Michael Jordan of checking in.
Yeah.
Who came from a really low socioeconomic area.
And I couldn't even be a check-in. I was, I would say, somewhere between working class and middle class growing up. I couldn't be. I said to my parents, yeah. I want to check yeah. in. And they said, no.
Or even if they come from a country with no Centrelink or, you know.
My dad was one of the Bee Gees.
Which one?
Oh, mate, you got to check in.
So is your last name Check-In Charlie Gibb?
No, it's Check-In Charlie Bee Gee.
Okay.
But their last name was Gibb.
I think I changed it.
Oh, okay.
You changed your last name.
Yeah, I was proud of my pop.
From Gibb. But your
Gibb you, still works, man.
What?
Gibb still, I would have, if you'd been Gibb.
Well, if you'd checked in when I'd made that decision, maybe I wouldn't have done it.
Bee Gees stands for Barry Gibb, when it's the, where the Bee Gees.
I think there's Gibb in there. I do think, yeah.
Like a Gibb in the G. But Barry Gibb?
What's the other Gibb?
There's three Gibbs.
What, yeah.
There's four Gibbs, actually. There's like, three who are in the Bee Gees, and then there was another Gibb.
What if it's the brothers Gibb?
I reckon that's what it is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Check-In Charlie, you answered one of my questions. What about the other three, mate?
What was the other ones?
Can you remember?
No, and no one can.
Oh, this will bother people if we don't get an answer, though.
I've got to be honest, my back is starting to hurt.
Yes.
I got hit by a car.
Mark's got some back problems as well.
Yeah, I got hit by a car in Seattle.
Well, unlike Mark, you can just stop feeling that pain once you stop existing.
That's true, which I'd like to do. Right now.
And he's
right
gone.
Now.
And,
wow.
he checked out.
Oh, he's
See
back.
You guys.
No, he's gone.
Thank you for listening this week. That was Check-In Charlie, one of the great characters created in the Donaverse, I'll call it. If you like characters, why don't you go take one and shove it up your ass? This has been a great week. We'll see you next week on the podcast.
Sorry.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
Listener.